This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS foodie chap at Oakland's Magic Kitchen, a children's fairyland. My friend, Quirkus, how are you?
I'm great, Liam. I'm so excited you're here with us today.
Well, I'm excited too, because we're going to have a tasty time together in just over a week from now, Saturday, November 11th. Some tasty things are happening here. Tell me, what's happening? The Magic Kitchen. Who's your guest? What are you going to be cooking? What's it all about?
So, yeah, like you said, we've got Oakland's Magic Kitchen coming here next weekend with Chef Mika from Palmela.
I love her.
I know. We got to meet with her. We went to her restaurant, and I got to eat so much good food. Oh, my goodness. But she's coming here to make sweet and crunchy pita snacks. And we're going to have a good time explaining to kids how to make it.
Sweet and crunchy, just like you. Sweet and crunchy, just like you.
Sweet and crunchy, just like me.
you said you had lots of food to eat. So what were you eating? What did you have? Did you have something sweet and crunchy?
There was this tabbouleh salad that had pomegranates in it. Oh, that was so good. But my favorite was this... what do you guys call it? It's made out of garbanzo beans and it's fried. Goodness, I'm blanking on the name.
Put me in the spot. I can't think.
Good. Falafel. Oh, it was falafel and it had cheese in it. And I'd never had anything like that before. And I just drooled everywhere. It was very embarrassing.
I'm looking at your tummy. Yeah. It looks like you're still digesting a lot of that food.
I like food. I can't help it.
So, Saturday, everyone's invited. How do they get tickets and why should people come? Are they going to learn things? Is Chef going to teach people how to cook? What's the purpose behind it all?
So everyone can get tickets at fairyland.org, or they can just come up to the big shoe and get tickets on the day of. But the Magic Kitchen is a great way to introduce littles to the idea of helping and cooking in the kitchen. So Mika's going to talk to them about the ingredients and the salad, and I'm going to interact with the kiddos too, and we're just going to do a whole little cooking demonstration. And at the end of it, everyone gets to try her treat and walk away with a recipe card.
So whatever you learn this coming Saturday, you can take the recipe card home and then maybe cook with your family, your friends. You can replicate the recipe and make the dish at home.
Yeah, exactly. We want them to be able to see how it's made and then be able to taste what it was and then recreate it at home. So it's a whole full circle learning experience. And then we also have the community kitchen coming here that day too. And they're such a wonderful organization that we're so proud that they're going to be here to talk to the littles about really delicious food as well.
So you got the Magic Kitchen, the community kitchen, I mean, it's one big kitchen affair, isn't it?
It is. It's a one big day of cooking and kitchens and deliciousness. Oh, I cannot wait.
I have to ask you, Quirkus, what's your favorite food? Of all the foods in all of the world, what's your favorite?
Oh, well, I have to say I grew up eating my mom's acorn casserole, and that's got to be my most favorite dish. But zucchini, oh, zucchini is so good.
Does that take you to a happy place?
It does take me to a happy place. Nom,
nom, nom. Do you like zucchini? Do you like it roasted? Do you like it deep fried? Do you like it raw? What's your favorite way to enjoy zucchini?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. All of those things, yes.
Zucchini anyway.
Zucchini anyway, all day. Mm-mm.
Well, you know, it's very nice of you to invite our chef friends to the Magic Kitchen. When did the Magic Kitchen come about? Whose idea was this? Is this something you wanted to do so you could eat more? Or was it about education? What's the idea behind the Magic Kitchen? And who else has been your special guest, Quirkus?
Well, I have just recently been let down from the tree. Mama said I could come down and interact with all of the guests. And so I was talking to some people around here, and we were talking to Visit Oakland, and we thought, oh my gosh, how fun it would be if we all came together to do like cooking demonstrations for the kids. So we've had two prior to this, and we've just had lots of fun making snacks for the littles, and we're hoping to do it again next year, but we're really not sure just yet. But it all came together because we wanted to share the love of Oakland cuisine with the children of Oakland and teach them that cooking is not hard and it can be a lot of fun. Yeah.
It should be fun. Absolutely, it should be fun. What kind of reaction have you got from the littles? What do they say to you after the cooking demos?
Oh my gosh, they're having so much fun. I didn't know how many littles would want to come up and give me a high five, but they did. They came up, and then I heard the first chef, she made tofu nuggets, and I heard so many kids just blown away by how delicious they were. And that's just so exciting to me that kids are getting to learn new foods that they haven't tasted before and find out just how delicious they are.
And healthy food too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first two chefs were vegan cuisine, and so I got to learn what that meant. And so we got to find out how delicious vegan food is, and the kids were so excited to learn more.
So finally, remind us one more time, Saturday, the 11th of November, 11:30 a.m., who's the chef, and why should people come?
The chef is Mika from Palmela, and people should come because this is the last one in this series for this year, and we don't want anyone to miss out on this fun opportunity to learn about snacks and cooking together as a family.
Well, Quirkus, I can't wait to be here with you. Thank you so much for your time, and, you know, I think you should have a little lie down because you look like you're still full from that little visit last week with the chef. Have fun this Saturday. Friends, do yourself a favor. Oakland's Magic Kitchen, Children's Fairyland, Saturday, November 11th, 11:30 a.m., and you can get tickets at
fairyland.org.
I'll give you all the info you need at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ. Should we go in the kitchen and cook together?
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.